Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. Hello. But welcome to another episode of Big Mood. That's right, we got your boys here. It's Bose. Who else we got?
Oh my god, we just ate lunch and I'm so sleepy right now. This is great.
That's Gina, obviously.
That's Gina, the one complaining and tired.
I'm Tiff.
And I'm Jessica.
And today, we're going to be kind of freeballing it, but we're going to be talking about booties, buttholes, Plan B.
Genitals.
Intercourse.
Genitals.
Genitals. And everything in between. We kind of just decided, like, we haven't really talked about sex in a while, and we didn't know what to talk about.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
That song made me so uncomfortable when I was a kid. Like, why is this on the radio, and I'm riding in the car with my grandparents and shit?
Aww. I remember singing it when I was little, and I didn't know what I was singing. And my mom was like, don't say that.
I used to think the word saxophone in some way was related to sex. So every time I would hear the word saxophone, I would go.
I feel like anytime something sexual has come on and I was with my parents, I would be like, oh, God, disgusting. I don't want to look at that. No, horrible. And like my mom at this point is probably like, oh, she's probably gay. Like,
dude, I remember my mom. She would cover my eyes whenever there was a kissing scene in a movie or a TV show, and it made me so much more curious and that like much more like hornier or whatever as a kid, because I'm like, I need to see.
That's
like
the what opposite effect.
Yeah, exactly. I just felt so like deprived of
it's
it.
A Catholic that, school effect.
Yeah,
my grandparents for some reason thought that anything at all that's not a cartoon is an adult show. So I'll be watching Disney Channel. They'll walk in and they'll be like, "Are you watching adult things, huh? You want to watch adult things?" I'm like, bitch, what the fuck? It's like iCarly shit. Like, what the fuck is this?
Maybe they were watching some adult things.
Ugh, gosh, she's gross. She's old now.
Did you ever catch your parents watching? I caught my mom with porn on the TV before.
Oh my God. Caught my stepdad.
It's so disgusting. I remember exactly the shitty apartment that my mom and I were living in. And I walked from my bedroom into the living room, and it was this weird, creepy porn of these, like, it's like old.
In the living room?
I don't know. She has a bedroom. I guess maybe she didn't have a TV in her bedroom. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. But it was these old, creepy, like, white people, but like old and creepy looking ones, like really like out of shape, just nasty, ugly,
like
old
people.
Like
some amateur porn kind of stuff?
I guess, but they were like, it was kind of like some hippie shit. They were like all naked outside. They had a picnic blanket on the ground. Daytime.
Oh, I've seen this one. Yeah,
daytime.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Full bush.
Full but like gross white people, like nasty, like ugly, gross ones. They're all fucking outside on this picnic blanket. And I just remember looking at that. Like, I walked out and I stood in the living for a few minutes, and I was looking at it like, ugh.
You stood there for
is
minutes?
That what sex is?
What was she doing?
I was watching it like, ugh. I don't know. She wasn't there for some reason.
Oh, I thought she meant she was there.
Yeah,
she was
too.
Like, don't look, Jessica.
No. For some reason, I don't remember her being there, but I remember like it was on the TV and I was watching it. And I was like, what the fuck? So maybe she had already watched it and then like moved on to the bathroom or something. I don't know what happened.
It was like she just couldn't wait and had to run into the bathroom.
Oh, God. That was a little bit disgusting and traumatizing. Oh. But dude, for some reason, I was a very sexual child. So even though that creeped me out and was absolutely disgusting, I was still the child that was like, I was masturbating in elementary school while most people were,
ma'am,
were waiting until middle or high school.
Yeah, a lot of people start in elementary. I've met some kids before too. They're like, yeah, I kind of figured it out at like 10 years old.
I remember having my first orgasm too. It shocked the shit out of me.
How
it scared
you?
Me. I was in elementary school.
Jesus.
When I had
Christ.
My first orgasm, and I was like, oh, this is great. I fucking love this. This is fucking great. And I couldn't wait. And then the first time I had my orgasm, I was like, huh? I was like, oh,
like,
what just happened? And I was like, it felt like it didn't feel good at the time. I remember the orgasm was not the fun part. I liked the part up before that. But then the orgasm was like shocking. And it was just like, oh, my God, this is like, it didn't feel good. It was almost like I got electrocuted.
Dude, oh, Jess shit. Is out here coming in elementary school. Meanwhile, one time I swallowed a bead and I thought I was going to die.
Oh, my God. No, I swallowed a marble at around the same time, too, and I almost choked. I wasn't smart at the time. I was just.
Man, you were taking
masturbating and swallowing marbles over here.
I didn't have my first orgasm until I was maybe like 23 or 24.
You didn't start masturbating until the 20s.
Yeah, I didn't.
I was like 16.
Yeah, I tried, but I was like, that doesn't feel good. You guys are all stupid. And I don't know.
Dude, but I kept going until I figured it out.
I remember like a few times I had just tried it. I was like, well, let's see what this is all about. But I had never like watched porn or anything. But I do remember like being like really, really young. And you guys know that thing on the playground where it's just like a little pipe and you can just like go down
slide
it,
down like a fireman's
like pipe? A fireman. Yeah, I remember going down that one time and I was like, I want to do a pole, that again. Something holy is happening right now.
That doesn't sound good to me.
Oh, dude, what? Yeah, it just goes right down the
clitoris.
Is it
hard and cold or, I don't know.
Not on a warm, sunny day.
Oh.
Because that was me, too, in elementary school. I think I'd said this before, too, where I remember being, I think, in the second grade and playing in the playground and, like, being on the one of the monkey bars or not the monkey bars. What's another one? Like the gym.
Jungle gym
kind of stuff. And then, I remember what it is. You know those gymnastic bars that had different levels?
The double layer level bars.
Yeah. So I remember being on one of those and, like, just humping the shit out of it. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. But I'm like, oh my god, this feels so good.
It's so funny because like you were doing it in public too, but I think I already knew what it was, so I was never doing that I was never doing that in public, but I would go home and I would close my door, I would turn my little Ninja Turtles around so they couldn't watch me. And I would fucking get on that clit, girl. I was like,
holy shit.
Yeah.
Dude, I feel like now that I think about it, fucking Tiff and I are at the jungle gym and like, you know, the fireman pole thing, like any other kid is like using the base of their feet and their hands to go down the pole. Meanwhile, my like fucking bachelor wrapped around it, and I'm like, all right, here we go down slow. Yeah. Don't rush me. I'm going down real slow.
And then back up and then back
like,
slow.
They're like, you know, I'm a little concerned about Bo, so all she does is go up and down that pole. She's the only child that's ever gone up it and down it and just up it and down it and up and down.
Moving your pelvis though? Like I remember actually humping it. Like I remember
I was just being discreet. I think I knew something unholy was going on, and so I was just dropping down the pole, and I was like, I'm gonna do that again.
I was too dumb. I didn't know what was happening, but then I think, I don't know how I figured it out, but eventually I think I figured it out because I didn't do it that many times, maybe like two or three times, and then eventually I figured out, like, because every time I was doing it, I was like in my own world. Like the rest of the world didn't exist anymore.
Like the world stops. It's like, woof.
She's like, the world stops.
Fuck yeah.
But we know that those counselors were over there like,
they're all look in the at corner, that one. Yeah, and just writing on their clipboards like, talk to Tiffany's mother.
Oh my god. And you like, you think everything is just stopping. You're just like,
they're like, we're gonna call CPS on this bitch because this girl is not being parented properly.
Dude, for real. I mean, like I said, I walked in on my stepdad watching it, and what he was watching was like these late night HBO shows that ended up turning like softcore porn.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, and so it was so ridiculous because at that time, I remember exactly too, I was 11 years old, and during that time, I had this like really weird thing where I wanted my bedroom to be as tiny as possible. So I actually moved into my walk-in closet.
Yeah.
Like I moved my twin.
Strange child.
I moved my twin size bed into my walk-in closet, and then I decorated like the rest of the closet with like posters.
You wanted a fort.
Yeah. What is it? The masturbation closet? That's cute.
No. I wasn't even masturbating at this point yet. So then,
you're like a dog. You wanted a cave. Right?
Yeah. I just wanted like super tiny, like suit. And then I remember when I would go to sleep at that time too, I would sleep up against the wall with like my nose touching the wall. Like I needed to be like, I don't know. I had issues. So anyway, so then at that time,
were you also eating glue?
I never liked glue.
Eating crayons.
I liked Play-Doh. Okay. But anyway, so then
all salty.
So then the walk-in closet wasn't small enough for me. So I wanted to move into that under the stairs room.
Kitchen cabinet.
The pretty much. But like, you know where Harry Potter
under
lives?
The stairs,
like
the pantry under the stairs thing.
So, but it was too small to fit a mattress, so I had to sleep on the floor. Anyway, so I remember I only lasted like a week there because I was literally like this, and I'm like, man, my body hurts. I can't sleep in this shit. But in one of those nights, I could hear the TV and it was on, and I could hear moaning and stuff. I'm like, what the fuck? So then I opened the door and I could see that my stepdad was on the couch and he was watching this like HBO softcore porn shit. And I was just
Skinamax.
And I was like staring at it and I was like, whoa. But then I felt so disgusted and creeped out that it was him watching it.
Yeah.
And like we didn't have a good relationship at all, so I was just, I think I only stared at it for like 15 seconds 20 seconds, and then I was like, close it, and then I was just like, oh my god, what is he watching?
Did he know you were like under the stairs?
He knew I was there, so I'm like, what?
He probably thought you were asleep though,
probably, right? Because it was really late, but I was just like, I was traumatized.
Have you ever caught your parents having sex?
No, I might literally kill myself if I fucking saw that
shit. Both my mom and my dad
having
sex with different people.
Never had sex.
What?
They have never had sex.
It's just the one time to make you.
They've never had sex. My stepmom, my stepdad, or my mother has never had sex with anybody.
We are the product of immaculate conception. Absolutely. And that's all I'm going to believe.
Am I the only one that's caught my parents having sex?
I walked in after my mom and my stepdad had sex.
Dude, I smelled it.
It was musty.
Dude, you smelled that 40-year-old pussy too. You smelled it. Oh my god, that's pretty young.
That traumatizes me thinking about any time like you've ever had like sneaky sex before.
And you're wondering, okay, we got it over with. No one's ever gonna find out. But like now that we know what like. Sex has a scent.
It does.
Like, it really does.
Breath and, like, sweat.
Like, semen has a smell, too.
Yeah.
So, like, if they come on your stomach, like, and then they spread that shit around with a towel, and you're walking around and you smell like cum, you know?
Dude, it really did smell like that in the room.
Is it just me, or does every penis kind of smell the same?
They all, to me, well, if they're all uncircumcised, they all smell a little bit like piss to me. Because it's like it gets trapped in their fucking skin.
I've only been circumcised, but, I think maybe one time there was an uncircumcised. But all of them, there's a very distinct penis sweat smell.
I know what you're talking about. Right now, I just got a whiff of it in my like nasal memory.
I think it might be the smell of cum. There might be
the pre-cum, because you're probably near it by the time they kind of pre-cum a little bit.
Literally, as soon as I walk through the door, it activates the pre-cum.
Jesus Christ.
The power.
I feel like, you know, like when you have a baby and you have like that first, what's that stuff called, Tiff? Like the very, when you first breastfeed, you have that like.
Oh yeah, like that plug or whatever, the mucus.
Excuse me?
I kind of feel. Or the yellow, it's called.
Like, excuse the fuck out of you. Colostrum? Or no, what is it?
I don't remember.
I don't fucking know. But anyway, so like the very first time you breastfeed, like all this extra shit comes out.
They call it like golden
it's like
milk.
The good shit, right? But I'm sure it's probably a little rank. That's what pre-cum is.
I didn't
it's like the rankest part of the cum, like, so I feel like that has a smell.
Well, that's the part that has urine.
Oh god,
please,
it's like
stop.
Clean.
Pre-cum has urine in it.
Well, it's like
it's the same hole.
It's pushing through the penis, right? So like the cum is like pushing through it's like kind of cleaning out the urine before the cum comes.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
It's the dick part that freaks me out. The whole nipple milk thing still fucking is.
Oh, sorry,
so bad right now. I didn't know that was a thing.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah,
one day,
dude, is gonna happen.
No, thank
but
you.
I can't. I just can't believe y'all don't think balls have a distinct smell.
Oh, they do. Yeah, that kind of. Like, it's a little bit musty, but not too bad. Usually, even if they shower, I can kind of smell like, you know, the evergreen or like whatever that, you know, that scent. Resin. And then there's still like ball skin,
dude. That when a guy. Dude, mom, turn it off. When a guy takes a shower and if they like shave a little and like clean it up and they've just freshly washed everything, like, I mean, like, they know they're getting laid tonight, but it's got that faint smell of ball.
Yeah,
like that's
you like that smell.
It's called that. It's in French. It's eau de balle.
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 Dude,
parfum de balle.
Parfum de balle.
Oh God, I love it.
Would you wear it?
I don't hate it.
Perfume,
no,
whatever.
Yeah, the ball sack smell.
Nuts all over me.
I'm
a little
used
bit.
To having that smell sit on my chin.
So, what is that you smelling? Oh, that is my buzzack.
If I'm staying over at a guy's house too, I won't probably wash my face. So I wake up and I still have that fucking ball smell on my face.
Or you get it on your hands.
Yeah.
You guys have never done it. Or like even just in your saliva. Like I'll be licking my lips after going down. I'm like, what should I smell it? Like, am I open?
I hate the smell that I get on my
balls.
The smell that I get on my hands after, like, you know, like you give someone a blowjob and it's wet because it's all your spit and then you jack them off.
Yeah.
And then that smell of spit is on your hands. I hate that smell.
You better go wash your hands.
Yeah. I go like wash my hands.
But I get up and spit and wash my hands.
That's what I'm talking about. Sex has a distinct, like, not just like the girl's scent, but also
the guy's smell.
Yes,
too.
And when those smells combine, like, it's like, I don't know, are they pheromones or something?
Yeah,
it's a very distinct smell. And then the spit on top of that.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you are not fooling anyone. If you fuck your boyfriend and then your parents walk in, they know.
Yeah.
They can smell it.
Yeah.
You gotta open, crack a window.
Do you guys, y'all's pussy smell real bad after they come inside?
Oh, if it sits in there, dude,
right?
I don't let someone come inside of me because that shit's gonna sit in there for two or 3 days, even if I try to wash it out.
Exactly.
No cum needs it. Fucking sits up there and it gets ganked. It gets like ranky.
It smells terrible.
It's like, we're trying to have a kid.
You had a kid,
and that too. But I'm saying, like, now, like, I never smelled it. Really? After.
It throws off my pH. And yeah, it's just
maybe,
like,
maybe for us, it throws off our pH. Because every time I've had cum inside of me, I have to immediately fucking, like, take a garden hose and rinse that bitch out. If I let it sit there, it's going to smell in 2 or 3 days. It's up there fucking swimming around, and it needs to come out. And
then how do you smell it? Like, when you go pee or something, or what?
It comes out. The way it comes out, too.
Yeah.
Because eventually it comes out, and then you pee, it just smells like.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Maybe because you guys don't want kids. That's why it stinks.
Yeah.
And then for me, it smells like sweet flowers.
You're like, oh, yeah, the baby's going to come out of this.
My body's like actively rejecting, like, get the fuck out of here right now, you stinky ass bitch.
Too.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, you know, if you let your downstairs smell bad, you should at least clean your upstairs.
Oh, like maybe your hair?
Oh my god, you wash your hair. Tell you guys how, like, my vagina might smell after someone comes in it, but my hair doesn't.
Sponsorship canceled. I know.
But you know, when they come in my hair, you know what I use to wash it out?
Oh my god.
Look at Frank.
Please rerun that line.
That's probably going
to cut all of this. We're like,
hey, so Function of Beauty is a custom-made shampoo for your hair type, however, whatever hair you have. You go on their website and you take a little quiz and you tell them what kind of hair you have and what hair goals you want, and they custom make a bottle of shampoo and conditioner for you, and everything's custom down to the color and the smell, even the bottle. And the best part is the bottle has your name on it. It says Function of Gina. Mine is pink and it smells like peach. Like my vagina. Mm-hmm. This is the internet's top-rated customized hair brand with over 30,000 five-star customer reviews and counting. Curly or straight, natural or processed, Function of Beauty individually formulates every bottle based on your unique hair type, style preferences, and hair goals. Plus, Function of Beauty is vegan and cruelty-free. They never use sulfates, parabens, phthalates, mineral oils, or any other harmful ingredients. I know exactly what every single one of those ingredients are. So for me, I have very thin hair, kind of dry, and my scalp is dry as hell. So I told them that, and they made this bottle for me, and like you can also add like this minty feel to it, so it makes your scalp feel like super minty. So I smell like a minty peach when I come out of the shower. And then I have the pink one, like I said. To get started right now, go to functionofbeauty.com/bigmood.
Ooh.
To take your 4-part hair profile quiz and save 20% on your first order. Don't spend another minute in hair misery. Go to functionofbeauty.com/bigmood to let them know that we sent you. That's functionofbeauty.com/bigmood.
Oh god, we're losing her.
Big mood.
Oh god.
Well, once your hair is fresh,
You can cook some
HelloFresh.
Nikki, Nikki is disappointed in us right now.
Yeah, I know. Nikki's on the sidelines, like, okay, like, ladies.
Segue out. This is like guys getting together.
if you guys have been following my Instagram lately, you will have noticed that I've been posting my HelloFresh meals.
So good.
I think one of the first ones I posted was this figgy balsamic pork. Yes. Did you try that one?
So good.
That one was good. And then I also did the Parmesan crusted chicken. Mm-hmm. That one's baked, actually, but you just stack a bunch of Parmesan crusted shit on top of it.
Favorite.
I never know how to cook a chicken breast.
Can you guys invite me? I want to taste these.
Dude, the Parmesan crusted chicken is so good. It was my first HelloFresh meal, and after that, I was like, all right, screw the sponsorship. I'm just gonna go buy this myself.
I actually bought some more, even though they gave us some free ones for the sponsorship. I bought some more myself because they're so delicious. One thing that's crazy about that is that you put sour cream over the chicken breast, and then you like stack a bunch of Parmesan cheese and crust.
This.
It's so good.
I made this a few years ago with HelloFresh.
It's so good. I went out and bought the ingredients for it solo just to make it at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what HelloFresh is pre-portioned ingredients, so you don't really have to prep. There's like less food waste. It's flexible. What I like to do is I don't like to cook every meal, so I'll order one week. I'll skip the next week so I can go out to eat a few times, and I'll order again for the following week. So like every other week I like to cook, and then every other week. So I like that their plans are flexible. You don't have to always do it.
I also love if you are a single person or living in a single home like myself, I make what you get a two portions of meals. So I make both portions. I have one for dinner that night, and then I take the other one to lunch for me. Exactly, at work.
That's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think the portions are like less than $5 a piece. So it's way cheaper than buying lunch at work the next day.
Or like
day.
You know, some of those delivery apps can get expensive.
Oh, or maybe yeah. you're just one person and you order the 4 people family plan for yourself. Oh,
and then you just eat all four in one night. Sitting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, like guys, let's get the most meal for your moolah. Go to HelloFresh.com/BigMood10 and use code BigMood10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping.
Bomb. Ooh. You got to eat. You may as well try it.
Mm-hmm. Go to HelloFresh.com/BigMood10 and use code BigMood10 for your 10 free meals and free shipping.
Dude, that shit's so good.
So good.
I love the figgy balsami. That shit's so good.
I'm thinking about that Parmesan crust.
You have that chicken fajitas? Because normally I'm just like, I put the vegetables and the chicken in the pan hungry. And I'm like, it's a fajita, but they give you all the spices.
Yeah. We already had lunch and I'm getting hungry.
Right?
Okay. Anyways, back to like crusty pussies.
Right.
Tiff apparently has a perfect vagina. Where the semen just drips right out after it makes a pit stop and it's like she's pregnant and then it comes right back out.
Right? And every single bit of it comes out. It doesn't sit up there and get rank.
Meanwhile, Jess and Gina's is like coagulating right outside of the ovaries.
That's why I just don't allow the semen inside. That way it stays fresh.
Yeah, but sometimes there's just those times where you're just like, fuck it, just come inside.
Not me. Not me, girl.
Those moments.
No.
Wow. Oh, do you have any almost got pregnant stories?
Because I handled that shit with Plan B. Shout out to Plan B. Sponsor me.
No. It's not an
sponsor me.
At this point, I need a punch card. I should get a free one every time.
Bitch, Regina, be more responsible.
How can you take that so much? Because
I mean,
I'm not saying you take it so much, but like
every weekend she takes it.
Dude, she's always telling us
your hormones are all fucked up.
Yeah, no one ever warned me about. Okay, so obviously, like Plan B is a. Hormone, it like overloads you with a certain, it's like taking like 4 birth control pills at once.
Yeah.
And like, you know how they say birth control can mess you up? It took me a while to realize there was one time where I had to take Plan B because no. And I was so like depressed for 2 weeks. Oh, you guys have never taken
I've never taken it. I know Gina's taken. No, you're not.
Bro, I had a kid at 17. Oh, yeah. Never taken it.
It's like if it comes out,
that baby's going to come out.
It is.
I'm going to let it hang out.
It made me
handle it.
so depressed. And I just couldn't pull myself out of it. And it took me a minute to realize it. It was like my PMS times 3. And I was like, I will never take this shit again. Mm-hmm. I feel like guys don't even realize like everything we have to go through, like vaginally.
Oh, for
because
sure.
They just show up with the dick and some soap. I got to shave it, I gotta like make sure it tastes good and shit, and then I gotta worry about the contraceptive if you don't want to use a condom, like that.
Yeah, the whole
stressful.
Hormone part of it that's sitting on us is like, it's pretty shitty. And I don't know if you guys have ever seen on Netflix, there's a series called Sex Explained, and it goes through like desire, passion, all that stuff, and then it goes into like contraceptives and it goes into like pregnancy and all this stuff. If you're a guy, please watch that like whole series, because it's a very good like basic start on all the stuff that women have to do for their bodies. So maybe you'll understand a little bit better why. Just please fucking use a condom. Like,
it sucks, man.
Or just be exclusive so you don't, you know, and then like let her, I don't know, the condom things suck, but you got to do it. These oral contraceptives are hard on us women.
And I'm tired of hearing, I don't want to wear a condom, they don't feel good. Well, does not having sex feel good?
Does an abortion feel good?
Right? Yeah, what the
like,
fuck?
We don't like it either.
Yeah.
Or, fucking wrap it up.
I got on birth control when I started dating my guy because like this was like, okay, this is fucking serious. So I felt comfortable getting on birth control, but I started gaining weight like crazy. And I'm like, am I really going to sit here and gain 15 pounds because it doesn't feel good for you? Mm. Like, fuck that, dude. Mm. And then there was one time where I'm fucking at the waxing salon. I'm over here straight up with my Brazilian. I'm over here and she's got the strip and I had this inexperienced woman.
Girl, get lasered. Laser it.
Dude, I don't know. I just was like, okay, I'm going to get a wax.
It's hard for darker skin tones.
No, I can get laser.
You can get the laser skin because they said it could also mess up.
That's like a Fraxel face laser, but laser hair removal. Okay. I can do that. But I don't know. I was getting a wax at the time, and I'm over here like, I really must love this motherfucker because he don't got to get anything waxed for me. Like, I'm dead serious. What does a guy have to do that causes, like, pain or discomfort in terms of sex?
Literally nothing.
Nothing.
Well, maybe a circumcision. The worst, maybe.
They don't remember that shit, though.
But some get them when they're older because they're sexually.
My friend got it at 25.
Like, yeah.
Well, he's just an idiot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or getting, what is it, that thing where they singe the cock?
What?
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 Where they... What?
I've never burned it off. Cock ever.
What? They burned it. You know what I'm talking about? No. They have the kids anymore. And they.
Oh, vasectomy?
Isn't it?
I thought it took like a burn welding tool to his dickhole or something. What the fuck? They don't burn it.
No.
They seal the dickhole closed.
No more coming for you.
But yeah, that's what I cauterize a dickhole closed.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And I was like branding it or something.
Vasectomy.
Yeah, vasectomy.
It's not burned.
Don't they cut it and burn it?
I don't think they cut it and burn it. I don't think they do that. We need a sex expert on here.
Do you know how many fucking dumbass men
think? We should get Shan on here. She could be talking about this.
Who?
Shan.
Shannon Boudreaux.
Oh, you said, sorry. Do you know how many dudes I know that have no idea how a vasectomy works?
And they're just like, oh, God, no.
They're like, oh, no, it means I can never come again. I'm like, yeah, you're so fucking stupid. Idiot. You can still come. It's just that
there's no kids on the butt.
No, but then the funny one, too, is that they know that they could still come. It's just like, I just don't want to be shooting blanks. Why does it matter? Do you want kids?
That's what you take pride in?
Like, that's
it's maybe not completely reversible, so I can understand why men wouldn't want to do it.
Save that shit in a jar and freeze it in one of those thingies.
Yeah.
Freeze it in a bank.
Or let's talk about we pop out two, and then we flip a coin on whether I get these bitches tied up or you get singed.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Singed.
Stop calling it that.
I don't know if that's medically correct.
They call it, like, they say, like, snip, right?
Snip,
like,
snip.
Yeah. They also have this gel. I think, I don't know if it's legal in the U.S., but they'll put the gel into, like, inject like this permanent gel that sits in the tube that takes the semen up. I don't know if that's in the U.S. though, but that's on the subject.
Yeah, what if there was like a little 6-month treatment for it? Because like, we don't know if this is going to work out or not, but let's have fun.
I know, right? That'd be dope.
Imagine it did to the guys, they got fat and the guy's like, oh, fat.
But it, like, I wonder if it would take away from their experience though, like, because when they come, they see like it's a certain color, right? So what if they, like, what if you come and then it's like clear?
But then, what
like,
if,
does it does no, it look
but
weird?
Then if there's nothing to worry about, then why can't they just come?
I think I'll enjoy like, that much more.
Are their nuts like so much
girl,
smaller?
We know that shit is not going to come out clear. Name one dude you know that drinks more than a bottle of water a day. that is not coming out clear in any circumstances.
There is this one time, like me and the dude I was dating were having sex, and then so you guys know me, my nose just bleeds for like no reason
at all.
And then so it just started bleeding. And I was like, oh my God, I'm bleeding. He goes, that's hot. Let's keep going. I'm like, all right, whatever. And then the next day, I was rushing. I had a photo shoot. This is when I had blonde hair. And my hairstylist was like,
oh my God, you're covered
in
blood.
Okay? I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, there's dried up blood in your hair. And I was
gross.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. How do you explain that?
Oh, I just explained exactly the fucking
oh,
what
like,
it was.
You got some dry shampoo.
She's like,
well, we were fucking, and I started bleeding, and then we just played in it. Oh, that's cool.
She's
girl.
Like, okay, that's fine. Then it's like, I had like a
that's like vampire
strawberry
sex.
Red.
Actually, kind of hot. Yeah. Now that I think about it, I'm kind of into it.
Exactly.
Anyone down to,
anyone down to punch you in the nose and then come in your face?
I'm just going to a handful.
There's got to be a name for that.
Oh,
strawberry shortcake.
I have to tell you guys something. So when we first started this podcast and we were talking about sex, if you scroll back, you'll probably hear the way I was talking about the type of sex that I liked or whatever. Gina and Nikki were always on the same page with a certain kind of sex. I was always kind of on a different page of sex. But since I've been dating and experiencing some different types of sex, I have to update you guys.
Are you into talking now?
Oh, God.
Dude, this guy.
Nikki, you hear that? Nikki, you hear that?
Nikki, offset.
Nikki, offset. Guess who's into choking now?
I'm team Nikki and Gina now.
I actually don't like choking, but I like being
you like the rough
completely
stuff,
stomped and not being able to move.
Yeah, exactly. So,
don't have sex with me.
Yeah. I'm team rough now. Maybe not like the choke me with a like an iron cord type of sex.
Whoa.
Like Gina goes a little too far, but. Okay, so this guy, we're making out, and he starts doing the choking thing, right? And I was like, oh, wait, I can't breathe. I was like, okay, this is weird, but I don't want to tell him what to do because, like, I don't want to throw off his game or anything. Yeah. And then, like, fucking 30 seconds later, I was like, oh, my fucking God, I love this.
You go from, oh, my God, I can't breathe, to, yeah. Oh, my God, I can't breathe.
I know. And then he was, like, literally, he fisted my hair and yanked it. And at first, I wanted to go, you little motherfucking bitch. Like, I wanted to fight, but then I didn't fight. And then I, like, because I didn't fight, then I was like, oh, daddy. Wow. I was like, oh, yeah, I love it. And then he started slapping my ass, right? Most guys, when they slap my ass, usually for most of my life, it's been like a, huh.
Yeah.
Like a, hey, yeah, you know, like a, hey.
Yeah.
This guy fucking slapped the shit out of my ass.
Well, you're like,
I had bruises the next day, but honestly, when I saw the bruises in the mirror, I was at home by myself and I went, oh,
I'm so just not talking about like, this guy for a minute.
I'm so into this rough sex thing now that I had sex with another guy about a month later and it was normal sex. And then I went,
Right?
I'm like, can you choke me a little? Like, I was trying to grab his hand and then, like, get it up just towards my neck. And then he was just like, no. Like, he was not down. And I was like, I was kind of sad. Like, he was too nice.
See? It's great, right?
It's like once you go to choking, you can't go back.
True.
Welcome to the club.
I want to be disrespected
for the choking.
Now.
I'm not down for the smacking and the slapping and the.
Yeah. Not in my face. He hasn't slapped me in my face yet. So as long, I don't think
you did say yet though. You're open to it.
Maybe I am. I don't know.
You come back with a missing tooth.
and she's like, it was so good though. It's fine. I'll get a veneer.
A missing tooth. Dude, if I ever show up to set, I'll be like, so I had a really good like sex last night, but you guys don't make me laugh because I'm missing a front tooth. Oh my God.
I recently started learning, like, kind of easing into the more dominant role.
Yeah.
Which is very different for me. Mm. So there's this new thing that I do now.
Okay.
So, like, while riding him, I take my panties that I was wearing, I shove it in his mouth, and I hold his mouth shut. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Oh my God, that is so. I don't know if. Okay, so, like, I'm imagining myself trying that with this guy that does the choking, so I don't think he would be down.
Oh my God, I think he would. Ooh. Or, like, if you wear silk panties and you take them off and you wrap them around his penis and you start stroking his dick with those silk panties.
Oh, that's amazing. Wow. Yeah. No, but, like, I tried to play around with him a little bit. I was like, oh, if you don't finish your work, I'm going to have to punish you. And he was like, no, I'm gonna punish you.
And you're like,
I was like, okay, he's not down for it. Yeah. He's not down.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, do you remember back in the day? Well, I don't know if you guys remember, but like in Ask the Feels, like the other, we would talk about sex and stuff. It's a different show. So back then, I brought up how I liked putting a pillow.
Yeah.
The whole pillow thing.
You just
right?
got over that in the comments section.
Pillow. Dude,
wait,
I know.
What
so
about
the reason.
The pillow?
Okay, I'll explain. So. Back then, when I was trying to explain my reasoning, I was really timid and I was like still trying to like figure out how to articulate how I felt about it and the reasons why I would do it. And it just came out all wrong. But anyway, back then I used to like having sex like on top, like I would be writing Casey, I would be writing him and then like I'll just grab the pillow and like cover his head.
Like you're kind of like suffocating him.
Yeah. Well, so the thing is,
so fun.
So the thing is, back then I explained it as a way, because like I said, I just didn't know how to really articulate it. So back then I said it was because like I was self-conscious and I don't want him to see me. And like that was how I articulated that. But it wasn't really it. That wasn't the reason. It was kind of hot to me to kind of dominate over him and like kind of be like, nah, you can't see this kind of thing, you know? So I was just kind of like, that was... I enjoyed that for some time. And he actually loved that shit. He really likes... getting rid of like his senses. So whenever like sometimes we'll use blindfolds and or like, you know, tying up and shit, like he likes like not being in control.
So he's a little bit
like
submissive.
I'm down to imagine
sometimes.
I'm down to
but
imagine
he likes
Tiffany.
To take the other side too. So okay. We'll
oh so you guys are kind of like switches.
Yeah,
see, I would like putting a pillow over my guy's face because I'm basically saying to him like, I'm literally just using you for your fucking body. You're just a stick.
Yeah,
you're just
so
a fucking stick.
That's nice. Kind of the approach that was happening. But also back then, I was just also really self-conscious and timid about my sexuality. So I didn't, even with Casey, like I was kind of trying to do that, but not fully like diving deep in how I felt about it. But yeah, like for him, that's why like he was the one that introduced like the whole choking thing. And once he started doing, because then that's him like dominating over me. So I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, keep going. Don't make me breathe. Like, this shit's, this is fucking
I've
wild.
I've been telling y'all for years. It's fucking fantastic. I'm so glad you guys are finally here with me.
I'm telling you guys that you should be switches. Can everyone please just go home?
That's why I learned
dominate
that.
Just a little bit. Just dominate a little bit. Like, if you ever just like grab a guy like by his like face and you just start talking like mad shit to him, he's like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, yeah, you fucking want it, don't you?
Oh shit.
Yeah,
I kind of felt like I was dominant over Joe for the last 5 years, so I'm really enjoying being like submissive now to someone who's like a fucking strong man, you know?
This is like the whole like dominant switch right now is like new grounds for me too. Like, it's completely new to me, and then like the first time it happened, I'm like, I don't hate this. I don't
don't hate it at all.
You've graduated.
Yeah, like, I don't mind this at all. So now just like, be a good boy and come for me.
Oh my God. Yes. See, it's, I'm telling you, it's so fun. And then like also, it adds a new like, okay, being a switch, especially when you find a significant other that's a switch, it adds a whole other dimension to your relationship. Because like, okay, so let's say that you, because I know you said you like the sex of this guy, but you're like, would I date him? I don't know. Like, imagine you guys did date, and now for the rest of your life, your sex is always you getting dominated. But then like, what if it's a little unpredictable? Like, and you guys just always go with the flow of your mood. Like one week you're totally
dominated. I think we just haven't we've just cracked the surface, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I'm enjoying that dynamic right now, but I totally get what you're saying. Like, eventually maybe to try different things, but then also I don't know, like, because maybe some people do get caught in their same patterns, like the same guy, like how guys are like, you can never do butt stuff on me. Mm. You know, like, it's almost like, what if he never wants to be dominated by a woman? Then it's like,
I'm still trying to unlock the butt.
I unlocked it on my ex, it was fine.
The male G-spot is in the butt.
Oh, inside of it. Yeah. Well, I didn't get to go inside of it.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to access the butt.
I don't trust the cleanliness of these men because they're not gay. Like, only gay men know how to clean it up.
Is like the taint and that's it.
Yeah.
Like,
you got to do a little rim.
Have you ever accessed the butt?
You got to swirl the rim a little bit.
Dude, I've had access to the butt.
Really?
Maybe like a finger.
Really?
But maybe like, eventually, like, if I get bored in the future, we're middle aged and I'm like, okay, fine.
You still got plenty of things on your sex bucket list.
We got a few things to cross off before we get to the butt. But I'm telling you right now, I'm trying to navigate to that ass.
Your man, I feel like once you enter a guy's butt, like, he will like stay with you forever. That's, because it's almost like you cross that line. He can't ever be with another woman.
Dude, he can't even cross that line with himself. Yeah. So once, not only I cross that line, but that we crisscross that line. Yeah.
Once you sodomize him, he can't go anywhere else, girl.
Exactly. Well, not
he's
like,
locked down.
Not like a full on peg. Like, I'm just trying to put a finger up there and find the G spot and then make you think nasty things that only I can do for you.
Yeah. Because he'll never ask another girl to do it.
Exactly. It's like job security.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, there it is. You have way more
you
to
reached
offer.
A level of orgasm that no one's ever done.
I didn't sign an NDA.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
You
absolutely.
Have to stay with me now.
Dude, that makes me think of all those like basketball players and rappers that like, was it 50 Cent or somebody, like one of the female rappers called him out and was saying like, oh, you like it in a butt. I can't remember who it was.
Even if someone were to call that out, I'd be like, Ann?
Yeah.
I'm fucking dope in
bed.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's, I don't know. I feel like, I guess that is kind of like a shameful thing for guys. Like, maybe. I mean, it's not supposed to be, but like, some guys kind of grow up with
that
mindset.
Dude, give it another 10 years. Give it another 10 years. It's going to be so much more socially acceptable.
Dude, please. I'm just trying to access the butt.
But with your finger, not with your mouth.
Yeah. Right? What?
Not with your mouth, right?
I've done that before. And it's like, I don't really think it does much for either party. Like,
no,
I think
that's not true.
It's whatever.
Really? For you, it does something for you?
No, it does something for the guy. Guys, really? Like, guys that are like into it. Rim jobs fucking love those rim jobs.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
I feel like it just wasn't.
He was probably too scared. He wasn't ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't allow himself to.
Bless you.
Fucking coronavirus. My God.
I know a guy who met up with a girl like off like a Tinder date, whatever. And then her face was cute, but she was actually a lot chubbier in person.
Oh, no.
And he was just like, ugh. Fuck. And then like they drunkenly hooked up and she just randomly shoved her tongue on his butt. He's like, whoa.
Oh.
Okay. Like
all the way in his butt.
Dude, the prostate is right around the rim of the butthole.
Is it? I thought it was in there.
Peanut is like right, like I'm talking like maybe like this far in.
Oh yeah, that's far.
Like that's fucking it, dude. That's where it's at. And like I don't understand why I can't access the butt. Like, you don't even have to. And why is it that like my butt is a conquest but your butt is off limits?
Yeah, that is true.
It really, like, why? Like, why?
I think that's
guys
why
just
I'm
immediately
kind of
shove their thumb in there too, and you're like, shit. Okay.
Oh, yeah. They fucking will.
They just stick
dude.
A finger right in there. You're like, okay.
They don't even.
I didn't ask for that.
They're not even like, are you okay with me doing this?
They
like, they're literally
stick
like,
stick that thumb right up in that ass.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And that's when you grip and then you just break it off real quick.
You squeeze
you
the sphincter.
Fucking whip that ass around.
Oh my God, that's so funny. No, I mean, that's true because, like, I guess for me, my butthole is completely off limits. Like, don't go near
really?
It. Oh. Don't, nothing. Like, just nada. I've been there. I hated it. Never, like, I'm good.
Not even like a knuckle of the thumb goes.
Not even nothing. A knuckle?
Okay.
Dude, what about nothing? What about a little butt plug?
No, girl. Nothing could go in.
Dude, I want one of those little, like, diamonds.
The jewel ones. They're so cute.
They look so cute.
I want one.
Like, if I was all submissive and tied up and I've got, like, a little jewel in my butt and I'm like, then I would do
a
little
submissive. Dude, one of my friends has a tail. It's like a butt plug tail.
There's a guy that asked me for a tail once. Like, bitch, how the fuck am I supposed to wear that shit out in public when you want me to wear this shit in public?
Oh,
I'll walk out with a fucking tail.
No. Yeah. I gotta just walk around the house and swing that little bitch around. You know, take some cute photos.
Yeah.
Dude, would you try a butt plug?
I haven't tried it yet, but I mean, I'm open to it. They look massive though.
No, but then like
something a little smaller to start with.
No, once it goes in, it's just your butthole goes back to normal.
So you just gotta get, but it looks really big until it gets in.
Yeah.
You know, well, you know what? I look really big until I tried Noom. And
do you guys know what Noom is?
I've heard of it before.
It's kind of a weight loss app, but it's not your typical, we'll exercise and do this, or, you know, just here's your diet plan for today. It's actually a motivator that kind of tries to change your psychology of, you know, what exactly got us to
like
this
healthy
point.
Healthy habits.
Mm. Yeah. Helps you develop and cement healthy habits into your life. So it's not just a 30-day weight loss plan. Like, this is supposed to be for life. And whether it takes you 30 days, 60 days, or 90 days to adapt these habits, it literally changes your life forever. So you get to actually set specific goals, like eating better, like feeling better, having more energy, actually trying to enjoy your exercise, or like feeling good about your choices, like not just eating a healthy food and being like, oh, I did that, but finishing that and feeling good about it and feeling proud about yourself and not being afraid to say, hey, good job for doing that. So it's based on psychology, and Noom teaches you why you do the things that you do and then empowers you with the tools to break the bad habits and have better ones. So, and everyone's busy, and that's why Noom doesn't demand much of your time. They only ask for
5 minutes,
10 minutes,
10 minutes.
I could do 10 minutes.
You got 24 hours in the day.
Yeah.
You've got time for you. So you're assigned a goal specialist, and you're matched up with a community of other Noomers. So there's always support and people going through the same things you are. It's the perfect time to make the choice to have healthier habits. So sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/bigmood. What do you have to lose, guys? Just visit Noom.com/bigmood to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/bigmood. Noom.com.
And you know what?
Have you guys ever
played Best Fiends?
I just downloaded it. I haven't started it yet, but telling me about it, I was like, oh my God, this is how I'm going to waste my Saturday.
I love this app, and I'm not even exaggerating.
Isaac hasn't eaten in days because this bitch keeps on playing.
She's addicted to this game.
Oh, guys, I've been playing Best Fiends for many years now. It's been like a good four or five
years. I know,
you
won't stop talking about it. Every time we're at the airport, she's like, do you have Best Fiends on your phone? I'm like, no, I don't. I don't have Best Fiends on my phone.
Exactly. You got games on your phone?
You got the games on your phone?
Yeah, because my phone died from playing Best Fiends, and so I need to keep playing. So Best Fiends is a mobile puzzle game. So wherever you are, you can bust this baby out and exercise your brain. So it's a free download, and like I said, it's a puzzle. So you end up using these tiny little fiend characters in order to help you crack the puzzle, and each fiend character has its own special powers to help you. And I'm telling you, I've been addicted to this thing. I'm on level 293 now. I am just not, like, I can't stop playing this game.
You haven't talked to your son in weeks.
I have talked to my son. He actually joins me, and he plays Best Fiends on the iPad while I play it on my phone. So we love this game. So there's over 2,000 levels, so
that's
it's never ending.
Wow.
Yeah, it's never ending, and they have these really, really pretty visuals too, so it's like, and then they also have like the story you can follow, and seasonally they'll have special puzzles for you to accomplish. I'm telling you, I really love this game. So it does not require internet to play, so it's perfect for when I'm traveling on the airplane. Yeah. I spend all like six hours if I have a really long flight, I'm just playing this game. So you can play anywhere.
I got a flight today. I'm about to download this bitch.
Yeah, you should download it. So engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. Download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends. Guys, I love it. You're going to love it too. You're going to be addicted. And don't blame me if you don't get anything, any work done anymore.
I'm going to start playing
it. It ain't our fault. I really am going to download it when I get on this flight. Fuck.
Flight to Vegas.
Yeah, I'm going to Vegas.
Vegas. Fuck, what were we talking about last?
I'm going next week. Remember. Fuck. Oh, buttholes.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. I'm ready to access the buttholes.
Do you really? I feel like it might be a little more acceptable in like 10 years or so.
I feel like, yeah, we're still coming off of the, I don't want to be gay.
Oh, dude. True. You know what? I was guest on a podcast the other day, and they were telling me, the three girls were telling me, Megan Rings, what's up? She was telling me how there's a fucking sex toy that's amazing, and like all three of them loved him. Apparently, like, you can shape it however you want and bend it however you want.
Oh, yeah, excuse yeah. me.
And then it's Bluetooth, and then there's songs that you can download, and it vibrates to the songs, and they were like, did you download the Christmas pack? I'm like, what the fuck?
What?
Oh, Christmas pack?
Vibrating to fucking Jingle Bells.
Right? Like, right? I don't understand. And then, like, they have, like, different songs and shit, and, like, you can set what it vibrates to, and I was like, this sounds, like, insane.
Do you guys like that, though? Because I don't like the pattern vibration.
I don't.
Too.
I don't
just
like constant vibration.
Just a yeah. strong,
yeah.
Jack my shit up!
Dude, I only recently, so I always put my vibrator at a really low setting. Like, I
can't handle that. My shit's way too old for that.
No, because, girl, you've been rubbing that clit since, like,
my clit has 30 years on it. She has to go,
dude, my girl, she just woke up, so yeah, I just need, like, a... Yeah, and then also, I'm so boring. I have, like, one spot that does it for me.
Yeah.
So, like, I just put it on the, like, the lightest setting and on that one spot, and I'm like...
It's like a little angelic just buzzing in the yeah. corner.
Fucking then, death metal over yeah. here. I'm like...
So when I started dating my guy, and like I felt comfortable actually like masturbating in front of him, like, because that's super normal during sex. Like the guy I'm with now, he is the first person to ever make me finish during sex. Like the first and the only person to ever do that.
You love
same with Casey.
Mm-hmm. Hey, whoever yeah, her ex-boyfriend saw me is fucking sucked.
Yeah, get called out, bitch.
But yeah, so but G-spot's orgasms, and we've talked about this before, for some reason G-spot orgasms are just like not as intense sometimes. Yeah.
Oh, they are for orgasms. Me. I've never
had it. I recently had my first one.
Really? They're amazing.
Oh my god.
I figured it out when I was in Bora Bora.
Damn, you and Casey are getting
married. Wait, Bora Bora by yourself? Oh my god, we're gonna give Casey all the credit.
Oh my god.
Casey, like, he's the first one that and only one that's ever made me come during sex, but that's because like a certain angle is rubbing the clit. I've never had a G-spot orgasm during sex.
Damn.
And like I said, I just found it. And then after that, I was taking this yoga class like many weeks after, and we're doing like core work.
Oh,
and I was
shit.
Like, oh my god,
you guys go on vacation and actually exercise?
No, this is not during vacation, this is after vacation. I'm at a yoga class, we're doing
class
core.
Pass.
Yeah, like class pass stuff. And then like, so I didn't orgasm from it in the class,
right.
But then like that tingling sensation, like I knew where to find it now, where I was like, whoa.
That's what those Kegel exercises are helping. So you were kind of unlocking the Kegel.
I literally did a Kegel when you said that. I was like,
oh, wait, I'm doing it right now.
I'm holding it right now.
I'm doing it right now.
Oh, okay, God. Now I'm doing it.
You know what actually helps? I kind of figured out the penis angle, if it's kind of, obviously I think we all kind of know it should be pointed up. So like coming in and then back up towards your belly button, but also it doesn't have to go that far in. It only needs to be a couple of inches in. But another thing that helps is that if the base of the penis is kind of pushing against your asshole, so like, you know how you have the hole and then you have your little girl taint and then you have your asshole, like if the base of the dick is like pointed down,
what's
kind of pushing towards your asshole. Like
mine is like on my back like that. Like,
it doesn't have to be missionary, even if it's
because I'll be on top,
even
like
if it's doggy
girl?
Style. So like the if the dick is hard and it's like pushing your hole open
towards
your butthole.
Dude, I think you're having a butthole orgasm because that is not, because
it helps. I swear to God,
yeah,
it helps.
I think you're having a butthole orgasm.
I'm not.
My guy,
has a prostate too.
It's like pushing the butthole, but then it's also like angled to where it's hitting your G-spot inside. So it's like, it's just the angle, but if it's pushing against your butthole, it helps a whole lot more.
The title of this episode is just your butthole or mine.
Key to the butthole.
The guy that I started dating, it's all about the angle. And like, he learned my angle. So like when we finish, we always just
like when it's time,
it's the finishing move.
Yeah, he puts me in the finisher, and like I started, like I have an orgasm every single time. I apparently can score. I mean, not to like outdo Gina. What's her name again? Goldeneye. I
don't know what you call
yourself. Squirtle Murder,
or what was it? The one shot. The double
the
shot.
Double shot.
The double shot. not to outdo the double shot or anything, but it's all about the angle. And
it
like,
really
what's
is.
Your angle? Is it the side is a really good angle too,
dude. It is. It's what we've talked about this before. Or this the size of the dick does not matter, because the G spot is maybe like 2 to 3 inches in, depending on the girl.
Yeah, so
like,
sometimes the dick's too long and it goes right past.
He
her,
doesn't.
Yeah.
He knows. He can't even put the whole thing in.
Yeah.
Like you only do like half of it, and like he knows exactly where the spot is. But you know, it's also up to us to be comfortable with telling the guy like exactly where it is,
because they'll be trying to push your fucking brains out, and you're like, wait, but if you just back up a little,
I'm trying to inch away.
But you don't want to like kill their power, you know? You don't want to be like, get it, daddy, but then you're shooting right past that.
Well,
shit.
You still gotta tell them.
But they want to make you finish.
They
so
do.
If you tell them where it is,
like,
they,
hey, back up just a little bit, right there.
Yeah.
Okay, right there.
There's only been one guy. Like for me, before, my squirting was just for show. It's like, hey, you want to see something cool real quick?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, just like, all right, it's cool. It's a cool thing. There's actually only been one guy who makes me involuntarily squirt because it's so good.
You were ready for it.
Yeah.
You could feel it.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel it when it's happening.
Oh, because like, I have a lot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I do sometimes and sometimes I don't at all.
I've literally never squirted. I'm so mad.
Like, dude, we'll finish and I'm like, whoa, look at the wall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I thought my headboard. I'm like, I gotta wipe this shit down real quick.
You know,
I'm sorry.
And there's just like a whole spray patch.
Okay, I don't know what kind of sex y'all are having, because I've never squirted ever.
Get good.
Yeah, the
get
only time more. I've ever
it's
seen
a certain angle.
Myself squirt is when I'm masturbating. That's
I
the
just
only
feel
time
like
I've
oh, really? Sometimes
yeah,
I feel
I don't
like
even
I want to
pee. What's happening. Huh?
I'm like, sometimes I feel like I gotta pee. Then I'm like, then wait, I make him stop, and then I go empty my bladder.
But that's the thing. So if you.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah, that's what it kind of feels like. I don't know if it's coming from a similar place. I don't know my anatomy.
I think there's probably something.
It's a little bit.
There.
Yeah.
But I think. If you like pee before, like I always pee before sex because I don't want to get anxious about that sensation. So there's literally nothing in there, clean slate. And then when it comes time for the, you know, it just, I can't even.
Yeah, I don't know what that, I don't
like
know. I guess I don't have the thing.
There's like a certain angle and he figured it out. It's when we're missionary. He has one of my legs on his shoulder straight up and the other leg he holds to his side.
Oh, to the side.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then when he first did that, I squirted involuntarily. I was like, whoa, hold on. I didn't plan for that. Yeah, just hold on. Wait, bitch, hold on. Like, I didn't plan for that. And then he was like, did you squirt? I'm like, yeah, I'm very surprised myself too. And now it's just, and then it just became like a game. I'm like, stop. Don't
oh my god, you know what I just visualized right now? You know those carnival games where you have to like squirt like to get the target?
To blow up the balloon and get the prize?
Exactly. He craves your squirting.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I never feel it when it, even while like I'm looking at it, it's happening. Oh. I don't feel like coming out. I don't know.
Well, like, of course it's attractive for guys because, like, I'm trying to think, like, if we had sex with guys and, like, there was no physical finisher, you know, I would feel kind of like, oh, okay, I guess that was fun.
So this is really weird. So for me, when it comes to sex, I don't need to orgasm any or like every time.
Same.
Yeah. So then, like, but then whenever that happens, the guy's always like, oh, but I feel terrible about it. I'm like, dude, don't. Like, this is great for me.
Same
like,
with Casey. Because he could go on for literally like 10 days straight. He could keep going. And I'm just like, I get off when you get off.
Exactly.
Just please come and I will be satisfied.
Same.
Like, that to me is my finisher. It's like seeing him finish and I'm like, I did a good job.
I mean, not for Casey, that's gross, but same.
What?
I said same, not seeing Casey come, but you know, just
No, but dude, I haven't done the pillow thing for a long time because of like I got self-conscious of it because it was all over the JK comments, like for everything on my Instagram, on my Twitter, like people were like, poor Casey, save Casey, like he's just under the pillow.
They know Casey was asking for it.
Yeah,
I get it. Why?
Under the pillow.
Yeah, they were like, poor Casey's getting suffocated. He should be able to see what like,
dude,
blah
you
blah blah.
Do that.
And I'm
these
like,
people sound tonight. Boring as fuck during sex.
Exactly.
You
that's
should
what I'm
like.
But then they were calling
16.
Me boring.
Yeah.
They were literally saying that I was boring because whatever. But
y'all stupid.
What's going on back
out of your mind?
You gotta put the pillow over his head tonight and be like, you can't look at my tits until you make me finish, bitch. Like, hell yeah. And you know, half the people watching this, they'd be like, yeah, I want that to happen to me. Like that. It's like a challenge with a little reward at the end. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's real nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
do you guys want to actually make eye contact all the time? You fucking losers.
Oh, dude. Oh, man. I had some really creepy sex with this guy that was making eye contact the whole time. And then I felt like I had a nightmare about it. Like,
oh, my God.
I swear to God, he was looking deep into my eyes. And I was like, wait a minute. This is only for someone you're in love with. This is not for someone you're having a one night stand with. I was like, oh, my God, this is fucking creepy.
Dude, I can only do eye contact with my guy right now occasionally because I literally just... like it's just like just I like when the eye contact happens right now like
I feel like we're having a lot way of eye contact eye right contact.
Now yeah we're having a lot
I was like, so like,
I was like man eyes. That looks like my man's eyes right now
because we're white I got blue eyes
I was like damn but yeah there was one time that we started making eye contact and I was like oh my god am I about to have the biggest orgasm of my life
wow. Dude that shit's too powerful it's like if it's much. With a stranger it is so creepy for me it was super creepy but then if it's like with someone you love it's like super powerful
it's too powerful though like honestly I don't even need all that like just fuck me
it's so cute the guy I was dating he doesn't like it from behind he's because like and I learned this like a little bit into our relationship he's like I don't like it from behind I'm like why he goes I like to look at you dirty I'm like oh that's really cute
that's
so it's cute. Fucking precious
that's too you guys make a lot of eye contact
but it's still dirty as fuck though you know but no, not that's a lot sweet. It's really sweet
it's
but then
sweet.
We still have our dirty sex but it's like it's kind of sweet so you're like oh that's so cute
dude I know like I realize like Casey and I don't do a lot of eye contact but the times that we have and it's been more recently I'm like oh this is nice but usually I really like it when he's like in my neck and like I'm in his neck and we're just like yeah
that's nice one of my favorite. Friends was telling me because I think I right now like I guess emotionally where I'm at I prefer to be a little bit emotionally distant and just have like
just have sex
you know my friend was telling me something that this guy did to her and I was like oh, I want that to happen to me so bad
what was it
she said this guy she was dating came home just like they were in the bedroom he just bent her over he pulled his belt off wrapped it around her waist tightened the shit out of it and was fucking her like while he was holding the belt around her waist and I was like I want that kind of sex now
I don't feel like she's
yeah I'm like that's kind of weird like an animal
like when you said he pulled the belt off I was like okay
and then he wrapped it around her waist yeah like he fucking looped it through the thing pulled it tight and then held that and was fucking her from behind I was like yes
she hears a crack from the fucking belt
oh no
I was like massa no
she hears
a crack from the belt she instinctively like
yeah
no dude I would not I feel like I could not that's like an actual one time we took a fetish quiz
all of us
we did
dude it was so funny because I sent you guys the link but I didn't know it was giving you my results I cared I was gonna share my results
it was like
anyway
the resulted link.
But it literally was the link to my results
I opened it up on stream but they didn't see the screen I was like wait why are the results already
oh my god
it didn't say your name or anything
no but then they didn't see it thank god I was like
oh my god we should do a whole episode
dude
of
honestly
where it's like
I wouldn't
our
care
results.
I would fucking tweet that shit out that's actually how I found it because it was on my feed my Twitter feed someone else posted their results and I'm like what is this
well let's do it when next episode like I tried, doing our actual results
I tried taking the quiz and I didn't finish it because I was literally answering no to
it was
like
long
everything
as fuck,
it was
too.
Super long and I was just like I'm actually not into any of this stuff I was like I am so boring
just so, like just fuck
I was like just fuck me
Jess isn't joking now
yes I am super nice. Into that I and like smacking. I kind of like the bruising part of it now so I'm like gosh if I get too addicted to that y'all are gonna walk around I'm gonna be covered in bruises
you know, Jess is gonna have like a black eye and one tooth and be like hey guys welcome back to the movie
like the biggest
she has like
lip.
One eye closed I guess
like Mike Tyson in this bitch
had a wild night last night but we're back on set and we're gonna tell you all about it
she's like arm braces hey guys
like it just progressively gets worse one day she's missing a whole fucking limb
you guys
limb.
Have to like sit me down and be like this is not healthy child
what are you talking about it's great
but we'll do it as an episode
you know the funny thing is I like the restraint and everything but the thing is I actually don't like the pain like I don't like hurt
I noticed I like either. A little bit of just a little bit of it but it's I never maybe because I hadn't experienced it before
so
I was always having very
something?
Loving
is it the slapping oh my god Is it the slapping motion, or do you actually like get punched, or like what happens?
No. There's never. It's always open handed. It's always open. So he was pulling my hair. That was painful. But while it's like pain here, and also his dick was so big that it was like kind of like opening my fucking vagina. Yeah. So I was just like pain in two different. It was like a sight. It was like a closed circuit of pain. it was amazing.
Dude, that reminds me. Have you guys ever had sex and your cervix is hurting?
Yes, dude, that shit sucks.
Dude, that's been happening to me. That. And I'm like, that means I'm like, what's happening?
Either it's too big and it's going too deep,
wrong
or
angle.
You're not ready. Like you haven't like worked up.
Yeah, you're not turned
yet.
On
that
enough.
Doesn't,
yeah.
That doesn't. It doesn't compute with me.
Or my because angle. Because that shit no, fucking it's,
okay,
hurts.
It's, angles we've done in the past, same person. Mm-hmm.
You might just
I'm
need to go to your gyno.
I'm pretty damn ready. So
you
I'm like, what gyno? Is happening?
Maybe
yeah,
you're getting
I gotta
some
make
sort
an appointment.
Endometriosis.
I've
shit
had
going
it.
On.
The first time I ever had that was like junior year.
It was also really, really tight too. It actually hurt him.
All right, oh. Tiff.
Sorry. Okay. No, I'm just saying, like, sorry. Because I'm like, I wasn't the only one in pain. Yeah. He was in pain.
He was
too.
Like, I can't get it in. Yeah. It's hurting.
I would be like in like fetal position in pain for like 4 days straight because it just feels like you're trying to pass gas, but it won't come out. And it just like it just swells up inside you and it fucking hurts. And the thing is, the pain, like, it radiates to your butthole.
Oh yeah.
Which is fucking
I
weird.
Think that's how, it's been a no, long but, time like, but I've without, experienced that. Yeah. I think you have to I go to a gyno. That. It may not necessarily even be medical. A lot of times it could be psychological too.
Dude, there was this one time, like, period of time where I was going to the gyno because, like I said, it was like really close.
Yeah.
Like it was not going in. And like I was turned on. I wanted to go and like
your subconscious
it wasn't happening, and it got to the point where my doctor said you should buy these dilators.
Oh my god!
Where like I was like,
no.
What the fuck?
You
I'm
did,
not
like,
buying dilators.
Your vagina?
Yeah, like that's what was kind of happening.
Hot topic.
Because I
sorry, I was thinking about ear gauges.
Like yeah, exactly. She did like tests, and I was perfectly fine. I didn't have any bacteria or any infection. Like
right,
nothing
it's
was
probably
wrong.
Not medical.
So. Yeah, and then like looking back on it, I'm like, well, yeah, we were having issues around that time. My body just reacted to it, even though like I wasn't conscious of it. My body knew, like, you ain't trying to fuck this dude right now.
Yeah. Oh shit. Aww. Well, we could sit here and talk about our vaginas all day, but alas, the episode has ended.
Fiend. I have an innie labia.
Oh,
I just want to throw that out there.
Can I see it?
We're talking about yeah. We were talking about
what
vaginas.
What the fuck does an innie labia look like?
You know, like the more
we've
you have sex.
Labia minora or majora?
Majora or minora?
Some people
minora
are outies.
Minora
is the little flaps, uh-huh. Right?
Some people are outies and some people are innies. And then I was like, this
dude, we've seen your vagina before.
Wait, but I haven't seen the inside of it.
She's never been like this.
All
with
I've
us.
Seen yeah. is like the two fat hamburger lips. I've never seen like the actual inside,
and
like the lettuce.
There's
you know?
Fetishes for that. Like some people are like, oh, you're an innie. Like,
okay. I've literally never seen that. Okay, now I have to go
Google.
Can
you show
it.
Us?
Yeah, sure.
We have to
cut this episode because
we'll so,
we have to see what that looks like.
Okay, Gina, start taking your
we'll
pants
be back
off.
Next episode. Yeah. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next
Thank
week.
Thank you for watching, listening.
Bye.